Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
I played this for an example of a song that was made not to be horrific. This was a love song when it was released by the Ink Spots.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with the Ink Spots. They did Birthday Bash in 04.
Yeah.
Do you know the movie that this is from?
Not off the top of my head.
I don't know either. I just remember it. I'll look it up real quick. It's the Ink Spots. What's the name of it, Fatboy?
The Stink Pots?
No, the song.
It's called I Do Not Want to Set the World on Fire.
Oh, yeah. I should have looked this up ahead of time, huh?
I ain't finna set the world on fire.
Man, it's been a bunch of movies.
Oh, yeah, it has been a bunch of movies. It's just eerie to me.
It is.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
It's like that. What was the movie where it was based in New Orleans and it was like voodoo stuff? And Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's daughter was in it?
Oh, yeah.
I was Erie, Indiana.
No, it wasn't.
No, that's but some haunted mansion, too.
God, all the haunted mansion. How about a haunted trailer, for instance? Or maybe a haunted duplex? That's something new. Try it out.
That would be good.
Oh, haunted tiny homes.
There you go.
That'd be great.
Was it Escape from New Orleans, a new Snake Plissken movie?
No, it wasn't. It was
NCIS New Orleans.
They would play this creepy jazz song on this old
Victrola,
yeah, like the guy called on earlier, and it was real just eerie. But it wasn't an eerie song. It wasn't meant that way. It's just the way it sounds.
Okay. Like he played Johnny Sack, Vince Curatola. Whatever you just said.
I didn't. I said Victrola.
Okay.
That's a brand. God bless America.
Where are we going?
All right. Well, here's where we're going. I'm going to pick up this stack of paper, and hopefully he hits that button there.
Mail's in.
Our sacks are about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
You're going to laugh. You're going to shout. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear.
Several people texting in that song is used in The Watchmen, but I've never seen that before.
It was the HBO miniseries from last year.
Oh.
A bunch of people texted in that it was used in the movie Skeleton Key, but I don't see that on the credits
That's the movie they're saying.
That's the movie,
that's
Skeleton Key.
That's the one I poorly described that was based in New Orleans. Skeleton Key with Morgan Freeman.
That was good, actually.
That song isn't listed, though.
Well. No. It was two different things. The Ink Spot song, I said, was from some kind of horror movie. And then I said...
Okay, I get you.
They're right. They're just responding
to
the
different
questions.
Yeah, they're responding to something else. I can't even follow the show.
It's, you know what? That's why you got to get the podcast. Text podcast to 72341. And Fatboy manually sends those to each person. In fact, 72341 is Fatboy's cell phone number, just so you know.
God dang it.
You ever need to get in touch with him. Rise Guys, I'm just going to get to my point. Every email you guys read starts off with some praise. I hope you realize I'm a fan because I took the time to email you in the first damn place. Here's my question. Is email for old people now? I'm 31. I just use it for work, so I have receipts when I order stuff online, but my dad's always forwarding me stuff the way most people just share stuff on Facebook or whatever. Hell, is Facebook old people technology too? Seems like a bunch of middle-aged people posting about politics. Should I be on TikTok at my age? You guys are good at this stuff. Help me figure out which tech is for old people, which ones are still cool. Thanks. P1 Arts and Drafts.
Yeah, email.
Likes to get drunk and paint.
Well, maybe he's an architect.
He's a CAD guy.
Email has become just a like a necessity kind of thing if you want to log into things or sign
log
up to
in.
Things or have subscription services or order anything online. I mean, you have email for that and work, but that's about it. You don't really. I mean, I'd never use email for personal reasons.
No,
never
not for personal reasons.
It's always business related or bills or something or ordering stuff or receipts. Yeah.
The unemployed people use email.
They better.
Text Fatboy at 72341.
Yeah, let cool. him know. I think it is kind of, because old people still use it personally, but they're the only ones who use it personally when they forward political cartoons to their grandchildren.
Yeah.
You could have somebody perplexed saying, I don't think he gave out enough numbers.
Well, you got to put the area code.
Work email sucks.
It does because of, well, you've got to have all the different several steps.
It's like getting into Fort Knox.
Authentication purposes. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to put a blood drop on the phone.
You got to have the two-factor and your password can't just be MAGA 2020, Mr. President.
<Mm-mm>. No.
You got a helicopter over it.
Do you believe that the president's Twitter password was MAGA 2020?
How do you know?
Some guy, some foreign science guy decided to try to sign into his account, and he tried that password, and it worked.
Oh, no. That's great.
That would have followed me.
I kept trying YMCA 2020, and it didn't work.
Oh, boy.
Tell you what.
Yeah?
You tell me another president that can get down like that. You tell me.
W?
If he doesn't go back in, I want him on America Next Damn Model Dancer.
What is it? America's Top Model.
Dancing with Stars.
Dancing with Stars.
America's Next Top Dancing.
Obama.
I want to see him. I want him to dance against fake Melania for the title.
Oh, that'd be good.
And so you got Carter and Clinton and Bush and Obama and Trump. And we put all five of them on there.
Yeah. And like SNL pointed out over the weekend, the people that we elected in the 90s are younger still to this day than the people we're electing this year.
I've been saying it all year long, man.
They show like Bill Clinton when he, I mean, God.
Yeah.
That was 1992.
He was elected in 1992, and he's still younger than the dudes running for president in 2020. 30 years later, he's still younger than the dudes we got running now. That's problematic, man.
It is kind of wild.
It is weird. Shouldn't be that way.
Here's the deal.
Malarkey.
You think Jimmy Carter still dances at 96?
Yeah, baby. I do it. He still teaches Sunday school.
When he beat cancer, he probably did a little jig. I'm going to go build a house, remember?
Dance.
I'm going to grow some peanuts.
Okay, here we go. We'll do another one here. This one says, yo, I'm going to read this. Yo, 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 Rise Guys. I'm sure glad you guys hate cookie cutter radio as much as I do. You guys really should be nationally syndicated, but I'm glad you're not because it would lose the local aspect of the show. I'm curious to know if you guys have any other radio hosts that y'all may view as heroes or looked up to. Matt, your conspiracy segments are okay, but they're lacking in good content.
What's that? That means they're not okay then.
This could have been from my mom. This is so backhanded.
What does this mean?
You guys you're so good, you should be nationally syndicated, but I'm glad you're not.
Yeah, I don't want you to make money.
Yeah,
I like your conspiracy theories, but they're not very good.
Yeah.
Matt, have you ever heard of the late, great Art Bell from Coast to Coast AM? He's a freaking legend, created radio gold, much like you all. Keep rocking. P1 Dick Trickle.
Oh, boy.
The old school P1.
He's such a prick.
There's no such thing as nationally syndicated anymore. Just so you know, bring everybody up to speed. We've taken that goal and we've just ripped up that paper. And just because streaming is stuff now.
Well, I mean, just about the only things syndicated now are the things that have been for 20 years or more.
Yeah.
I mean, newer shows don't. I mean, hell, I don't even think it would. Somebody would have to take over the stations after, like, the Rush Limbaughs and John Boy and Billy's are gone. Not that we'd be a Rush Limbaugh kind of station show, but you know what I mean? But they're right on so many stations that somebody has to fill that airtime when they're gone. They can't keep going forever, especially yes. Rush.
True.
But, the guy's on, like, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds, maybe 1,000 radio stations coast to coast. Somebody's going to get jobs out of his retirement.
True. Yeah, Art Bell, I listened to Art Bell because I used to get here at the radio station or the old radio station at 3:30 in the morning, and that would be on WORD from overnights. And I heard all the alien stuff and, all the conspiracy theory. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
But radio people you look up to or that you looked at as I never thought about radio prior to – I never thought about doing radio prior to doing radio,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense. I listened to radio. Like, I remember when I popped when I met Russ Castle because I remember as aww. A kid, my daddy driving all the way to Ingalls and Powdersville to go meet him.
Yeah.
And I went there. Met him and Jan Ming. Yeah, she was there.
Yeah, it's
the Ling.
Ling-a-ling.
Yeah, I can't say I ever looked up to any radio people.
I mean, I really believe this. Not everybody has to, but like the stuff that's opened it up for us to do this stuff is Stern for sure.
Oh yeah,
without question.
Dude, even then, the game has changed so much.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I used to love Stern and Robin.
We've, you know what?
You know, I thought that was great when she was on here.
That was awesome. We had Robin Quivers on our very show. That should be a TBT one day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we interviewed Giuliani one time. You remember that? Swear to God we did.
I think we did.
We absolutely. You remember that fat guy?
Was he laying across a bed while we were talking to him?
No, no.
Had a cocktail in the bedroom?
We're far too old for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was when he was running for president.
Yeah, it was.
This was back 2008, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's gone.
Yeah, a long time. We had Giuliani on the show one time, too. We've had all these people on the show, man.
Somebody had to hog the questions.
Damn.
Back when people used to do interviews back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you have to pay. That's one thing I found out about over the weekend is that celebrities now, as a way to offset not getting a lot of work, they're doing interviews and podcasts, and they're charging to do them.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I'd rather you not get money.
Just go on and talk about your old. Like if you're an actor, you're decently known, but you're not working much and you're losing money right now, you should just go do an interview tour talking about old movies you did. Especially if you did a bunch of horror movies, go on talking about them with radio shows and get those royalties coming in when people go order them on PPV.
PPV means pay per view.
Uh huh.
Pay per view. But anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Yes to all those questions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I didn't, none of us except Paige seeked out radio. Mm-hmm. It just kind of like just happened.
It kind of fell on us.
I wasn't exactly wanting to get into radio. I worked in TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can work on them.
That's right. Here we'll do another. Good on time?
Yeah, do another one.
The Saviors of Morning Radio. Want to hear something creepy? When I was a kid, we had a boxer named Scrappy. She stayed in the house with us, but for some reason, she would not go in my bedroom/bathroom. I guess it was haunted? Still gives me cold chills when I think about it. Y'all have something like that with animals? Maybe they sniff this stuff? Hell, I don't know. Josh, I think he meant scents.
Oh, scents.
She doesn't want a bath.
They smell it.
I was going to say, maybe your room stinks. I mean, not everything is, that.
Yeah.
And
all them socks under the bed didn't taste as good as she thought they might.
Oh.
I had a dog that didn't like walking on wooden floors. That was Sweet Pea. So maybe it was the floor that the dog didn't like.
Yeah, one of mine hates walking on wood floors. And they don't like it. And they're both, I've said this a bunch of times, but if you turn on a cell phone camera, they know. If you pick it up to do anything else, they're fine. But if you turn on a camera, they don't want you taking the picture. They sense when the camera's on and they leave.
Do you think they can sense attention, dogs? Because something you said there is, we know that Bear knows his name, Bear, because you say it. Even the other day, we were talking about someone on TV, and I said Bear, and he turns around because he thinks we're saying his name.
Aww.
But Caitlin will say, look at B-E-A-R. And I think, so my dog doesn't know how to spell.
Beer.
I think that look at, because that's really the only, look at.
Yeah, they know
look
phrases.
At B-E-A-R. And he can sense the attention, and he's like, I wasn't licking it, I swear.
Because my dog knows go, eat food, no, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Like if I say, want to go, she's ready. She gets on the stairs and gets ready to be hooked up on a leash.
Hmm.
They got big vocabularies.
Yes. All right, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
We're going to come back.
Old bear.
I do really think that. I'm being called a moron on the text line, but I think that they can sense your attention, even if you're not saying anything.
Yeah.
If you stop talking and look at them or whatever, you give them attention. They feel that energy.
Yeah, they get excited when they hear your voice.
I can wave my dogs over. They respond to hand gestures.
Yeah. Uh-oh, we better go in the other room. That's the hand gesture we don't like.
They don't like that one.
All right, we got more. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. We'll read them all right after this. Morning, everybody.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet.
Guess who's back? Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:30 on time. I'm going to bell it.
Do it. Dang it.
All right. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. You don't have to cough in the email address. I just did. Rise Guys, thank you so much for helping me keep my head together during 2020. I'm a single mom / teacher, and I work as a nurse. Good Lord. So it's been hard to say the least. I got to wondering about something because I know you guys are the ones to ask. The only reason I've even thought about Judgment House is because I've heard Matt Man and Nine talk about it on the show. Otherwise, I would have forgotten it 20 years ago. Do any of you know if it still happens? Maybe not in 2020, but then again, all the haunted houses are still open. I'm just wondering if churches still do it at all. Do mega churches do it? Do mega churches kill it off somehow, or did they rather? P1 Backslider Brit, and then it says, yes, I made that up, but I've been listening for like 5 years. Backslider Brent. Brent.
Well, the big ones don't need the money, right? They're like, we'll skip it.
Is there ever enough money?
Well, it's just it's kind of an open house, basically.
It is.
It's an open house when you're trying to sell your house. People come in and they look at it, and maybe there's some finger foods or it's some, you know, the bigger houses, they'll have it'll be catered.
Yeah.
But this is like, hey, we're giving some candy, and we have apples and all kinds of stuff. No razor blades this year. And we'd like you to maybe make this your church home.
Yeah. Well, the Judgment House put on a play for you. Just walk from scene to scene. I mean, they really do it up. And
scare you out of hell.
Yeah, mega churches definitely. But, I mean, Judgment House seemed to be fading away around 2000-ish, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But mega churches definitely did a lot to kill it off because – they don't really have the same sort of facilities. Like the church I went to, the Judgment House, when I was a kid, they used to have a school, so they had all the old classrooms and stuff still there so they could build scenes in those rooms. They had plenty of facilities to do it. A lot of megachurches don't have those kind of rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more casual, too, when you go to a church like a megachurch. You show up on Sunday for an hour or two, and you sing a little bit and buy coffee from the coffee shop, and then you're done. But Judgment House, and it was a lot of long hour volunteer labor and volunteer acting and volunteers doing all the stuff. So it really had to
be like a regular haunted house.
It had to be a real tight knit church group, and I don't see that the same way in a mega church setting.
Probably not. And plus, it goes back to the money thing too.
It costs money.
Yeah, my church has a dog park.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's awesome.
No, I don't go to church.
Megachurch is definitely everything they do tends to, I mean, they do a lot of community stuff, but when they, you know, open the doors for the public, they're looking to make money usually. And Judgment House was not a money maker, it was a money loser.
It's too late now, but maybe this year we'll do our own Judgment House. And when we get inside, or the folks get inside, we will just look them up and down and pass judgment on them.
We do that.
Like, you look like you don't pay child support.
Oh, goodness.
Brutally honest human review.
Perfect. Judgment House. You look like you're actually on your way to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
P1 Elevator guy said New Spring does one.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know they did.
Like a virtual one.
I don't know what it is.
Virtual.
Maybe this year. But, why wouldn't Judgment House be open if all the haunted houses are open?
Yeah.
Let me try to explain Judgment House to you. Judgment House is like a haunted house done at a church. Used to be very popular. Past the 80s, churches used to do real haunted houses. My mom can speak very, very in-depth on that.
During the height of satanic panic, yeah, they did.
But then it became Judgment House. So it's where they would do these little situations where, oh, it was a car accident, and this woman didn't have her life right, and they show her in hell, burning with flames that are usually just pieces of felt that are being blown by a fan. It was an actual fire.
Oh, man, it was hot at the one we did. It was hot, and it was dark, and it was smoky, and it was creepy in that
hell. Did you participate?
Scene. Not in the hell scene, but I participated in Judgment House. I've talked about that. We sat around at a party scene before the kids died in a car wreck. It was always a car wreck. Always a car wreck.
Always a car accident. Always a car wreck. And sometimes they would even have a fake car out there flipped over.
Yeah, and usually...
They used to do the same thing with DUI stuff in high school.
Yeah, but usually the whole family would die.
They
would
die.
Goodness. Yeah.
In high school, they'd bring out like a flatbed and they'd show you where... You see this car here?
Yeah.
17-year-old kid died in it 2 years ago. We've been taking it out on tour.
But, you know...
Do a little PSA to everybody.
You always had to have multiple people die in your Judgment House because somebody's going to hell and somebody's going to heaven. You have to show both sides of the coin. Because you go through hell and it's all hot and smoky and kind of chokes you up. You can't really breathe in this little stuffy room. And then you go to heaven and
it's clouds.
Much bigger room and it's all white and it's cotton. Much cooler and it feels good and everything's soft.
A lot of pillows were disemboweled to make the heaven scene.
Oh, the heaven scene. The thing about the heaven scene that got me is that they had girls dressed as angels hanging from the ceiling for hours at a time.
Oh, really?
They would just be hanging from the ceiling for hours, man.
Ours were sitting in the baptism on big pieces of cotton.
Yeah.
And the best thing was like, hell is hot and heaven has air conditioning because they would always have it in the nicer part of the church.
Yeah, and after you get out, like the hell room's really like 85 degrees or so. It's real stuffy in there, and then the heaven room has the AC kicking for you.
Did they play like, you know, music like hell music?
Yeah, it's just kind of ambient sounds in hell, but you get nice church music when you go to heaven.
Oh, okay.
I mean, even at church, they're not going to play like devil music.
They play the new Mike Tyson song in the hell scene.
They're going to get sued.
You didn't walk into the hell room and, you know, this started playing? Why is she in hell? She's pro-choice.
He ain't
next
even
room.
Dead, Matthew. That was body double. Pac ain't dead.
About as far as it ever went was the time I was in that party scene. We're all sitting around drinking water out of beer bottles and stuff, sitting on bales of hay. And about as far as it went with
that
secular...
That was from the hayride.
Yeah, about as far as it went with secular music was to be listening to like Molly Hatchet and Marshall Tucker Band and stuff during the party scene.
Yeah. Correct me before the text line does, Fabo. That wasn't Tupac.
That was DMX.
No, sorry.
You used to live in Greer.
Oh, I'm sorry. So did Aaron Tiffin.
Yeah, really.
He's from Blue Ridge.
And also, I should tell you, at the end of like haunted houses, traditionally it's like a chainsaw or something chasing you away.
Yeah.
This one, they have offering plates.
They chase you with a biblical tract.
Oh, no. But
yeah, that's the thing. After the
They'll
heaven
sling
scene,
them at you like a frisbee.
At the heaven scene, after that, instead of being chased out with chainsaws by demons, no, they welcome you in and witness to you and see if you want to give your heart to the Lord. Or no, your soul.
I was going
to
ask.
Dunk you in a pool.
You got to get saved.
And it's kind of weird, too, where they will do that. They'll put you on the spot, and it's like being a – like imagine you ask a girl you have a crush on and in front of everybody, hey, would you like to go out? And
see
like,
your boobs.
I'm good. Yeah. Imagine being in the scene at Judgment House and they get you up there in front of everybody and say, if you made a decision about your life, you're like, yeah, I'm good. Where's candy at?
Walk away.
At this point where's the cotton candy I was promised?
I say I'm good when anybody hands me something I'm just going to have to throw away later. I'm good. If you try to hand me something I'm going to throw away later, you can keep it. That includes I voted stickers.
You
I'm good.
Recycled,
you don't scream. It's got COVID on it.
Recycled the track. Unless it's a 20. Those $20 bill tracks, those are not, those are pissing people off.
Those get littered because you see that it ain't real money, you just throw it down.
Throw it back down.
I know, you see a $3 bill laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Picture a fat boy in the middle.
Yeah. Fell out of your pocket.
Hey, Rise. Oh, this is one where you can tell the tone from the beginning. Hey, Rise, guys. I love you guys. I really, really do. And this isn't toward Paige. I'm not from South Carolina. No, I'm from Washington State. But I'm a big horror pop con girl. Horror pop con.
Okay, you go to like Dragon Cons and Comic Cons and stuff.
And I am absolutely beside myself when Matt, Nine, and Fatboy say horror movie villain names. For instance, and I'm gonna say these as though she spelled them.
Okay.
Because she's Jason, Fred E. Cougar, and the worst, Fatboy particularly, saying Mike Myers is the way it says. Please stop. And I surely can't be the only one who thinks that. P.S. It's Joss Whedon, not Josh.
Yeah.
First, and that's from Lori. And she spells it the way Lori Morgan did, so you know she's trouble.
Yeah. Well, you know what bugs me is when people say Michael Myers.
Michael Myers?
Michael Myers? I'm not scared of Michael Myers.
Oh, my God, it's Jason.
Michael Myers will do my taxes for me.
Mike Myers will put out a bad movie.
Yeah, but Michael Myers is going to stab me in my sleep. Or dude, if I'm awake, he don't care.
Mid-80s, I remember you did not name your son Jason.
Yeah. Michael was on the list, too, and Leatherface was gone. Couldn't name kid Leatherface anymore.
Leatherface.
Yeah.
Mike Myers.
But, no razor.
I mean, that's how we grew up hearing him. Like, we grew up with people saying, oh, Jason's going to get you. Michael Myers coming. Freddy Krueger's going to get you. We grew up hearing people do that, you know?
Who else going to get you?
Jim. Lock the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim's going
to
get you.
Yeah, and also, that might be why it's harder for Southern people to be scared of horror movies.
Yeah, Beetle guys.
Yeah, because it's hard to be scared with 1, 2, Fred is coming for you.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
It's harder to be, we make everything funny, so it's harder to be scared.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Plus, different nursery rhymes were different in certain regions of the country.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun, man.
Remember what they do with the pigs on your toes?
Yeah.
Remember that? Little piggy toes?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The demon from The Exorcist, I guess, is Pazuzu. But around here, it'd be Pazuzu.
Pazuzu.
Like we say, Pazuzu.
I used to drive a trooper.
Is that demon Pazuzu? Pazuzu.
Oh, boy.
And also, to the point about, I corrected myself later in the show. Joss Whedon is short for Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Joss. But why is it that...
That's stupid.
If it had a B on it, it's Boss. So why is it his name Joss?
Like think about
Hulse. You got problems with English, man. There's a lot of them.
Okay, Hulse, Boss, Joss. His name's Joss.
Well,
none it.
Why is it a Hoss avocado? I'm like, it still have a 10-gallon head on it.
Great point.
But how did if someone from Washington State were talking about their manager at work, they would say that's my
boss. Oh, my boss?
Boss, Joss.
That's my boss, Joss.
Joss.
In the South, he's Joss.
MS DOS.
Yeah, but even if you speak properly, I think Hoss is Hoss. Hoss. Yeah.
I hate when people say
look at it, Paul.
It's just a pronunciation, a regional pronunciation on that one.
Dog. Dog.
Dog. I don't mind dog, but I don't like dog.
Dog.
Dog is the one that always gets me. Dog's all right, but dog.
You got to sound like you got an A and a W in it.
Yeah.
Dog. Tomato. Tornado. The potato.
Dog. Monster dog.
Doggy dog.
You can also get kind of that long O sound getting the dogs.
Nasty dog. All right. Time good? One more? Two
yeah,
more?
Slide one in
do
if you
one.
Want to.
And do an email too.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you want to hear... trucker jokes, or do you want to hear about someone who got married really, really young?
Kind of both.
Are they not related?
We'll end up on the funny thing with the truckers.
Okay, do you have a trucker who got married really young?
I'll bet you they don't get married anymore.
Married to
this
the
one? This was an old show. You guys were talking about this. I can't remember which one of you, but Matt Mann, I believe, made the comment about his grandparents getting married young, so I thought I'd throw in my 2 cents. So I'm 33 years old, and I met my husband when we were 12 in school. We got married when I was 15. He was 19. What? I guess she was 12. They couldn't have been the same age.
What?
He got older before she did. They got married when she was 15. He was 19, and they're still going strong. We fall in love more every day. My mother got married to my dad at 14 years old, and they're also still married to this day. We're one of a kind, I guess you could say. Candy and Ricky up in Boone, North Carolina.
How is that legal?
Yeah.
I don't know. My grandparents got married at 13 and 14.
Jeez.
No kidding.
Yeah, but these people are much younger than anybody I know who got married that young.
And then owned a business. Well, he owned it. Let's be honest. It was in way back when. He owned it. But they owned a business together at 17 and 18 or 18 and 19.
But again, that has changed. You don't have the opportunity to own a business at that age, and people don't seem to... I mean, being 33 and being married since you're 15, that's pretty unusual
these
days.
That's incredible.
It was commonplace 60, 70 years ago. Now it's very unusual.
Yeah.
Will they buy a house at 19?
Yeah. Now you're lucky to do it by 39, right?
Yeah.
Fat boy, time's ticking.
Fat boy.
I'll never have one.
But I mean, good Lord. If you got married at 14 or 30, nowadays... I don't know.
That's just unheard of.
You're still
a child at that age.
You're just
you're not developed.
Chasing the stuff around.
Yeah. Or even trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
Even those things about but some states, maybe this one, I don't know the law. I've never looked into this one. I've never had a reason to in my life, honestly. some states with what, parental consent, you can get married really young. Doesn't it just make sense that if you're too young to vote in an election, you shouldn't be getting married to anybody? Well, you can get married before you can have a full driver's license in some states. That's pretty dumb.
You know what I heard over the weekend? This adds to what you said last week, Jim, about how old people that are really, really, really old shouldn't be able to vote in this election. If like a doctor says, yeah, you're not going to live 4 more years, you shouldn't be able to vote, maybe.
There's enough.
And
probably shouldn't run for office either. Well, you're probably not going to live out your term, and there's 6 or 8 of you.
Tell you what they do at the Vatican. You might be a cardinal, which is like one of the highest things you can get, but when it comes to pick a new pope, you can be a cardinal, but if you're over 80 years old, you do not get to vote for the cardinal.
Yeah. Or the pope, the new pope.
Or yes, if you're a cardinal, you don't get to vote for the new pope. Because even the Vatican, the Catholicism looks at it as, your stuff might not be totally together up in the head. Or you may not really understand what you're voting for. Or you may not survive the term.
That could be it.
But like only, you know, the other way, you have to be over 80 to be a pope. Like you have to be old.
I don't know. I know they elected their first black cardinal. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, and that's where I saw the story that, if you're over 80 as a cardinal, you don't get to vote. And I was like, that sounds well. Jimmy was saying with our election over here.
I don't agree with them on much, but that's a good point they made there. That's a good thing to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Been a bunch of black cardinals. Lou Brock.
No, you're thinking of the St. Louis ones. I'm talking about the Papals.
Yeah, big speed bump, brother.
Ozzie Smith.
Oh, boy.
Ray Lankford.
Jose Andujar. Yeah. One more. What's up, Rise Guys? This is P1 Mother Trucker. Just wanted to say I love the show. I never miss a podcast. Just wanted to tell y'all a quick trucker joke. What do you call a lot lizard carrying a mattress? An owner-operator. Here's another one.
I was going to say Meals on Wheels.
Oh, goodness. Jeez.
Here's another one. You know how you can tell your old lady is sleeping with a Swift driver? You get home and he's still trying to back out of the driveway.
I don't know what a Swift driver is.
It's a trucking company. I thought I'd share them. I know Fat Boy was looking for some trucker jokes the other day. Those are just a couple tame ones you can tell on the show. Keep up the great work. Love y'all. P1, Mother Trucker.
Hey, man, there's so many jokes online about Swift drivers. I have more trouble out of a different company personally, but I've talked about that before.
Yes. Yes.
Well.
Yes.
No more trucker
stuff is out of control, but I'm going to tell you, Mother Trucker, I see your picture there on the email, and you have a hell of a beard, sir. Yeah. Congratulations on that. Secondly, we found out from the trucker the other day they're no longer called lot lizards. That's looked down upon now. They've I don't remember what the trucker
the new
said.
Appropriate term?
Yeah. It's not a flight attendant. Or it is a flight attendant. It's not a stewardess.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a waitress. It's a server. Thank you.
Wow.
What is with all the Swift hate, guys? I've driven one for 12 years. My God, it's just a truck. I don't know. I'm not aware of the Swift.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does Volvo still make trucks?
Peterbilt. They make them.
Mack.
International. England. Drive a dart.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the question again? I was reading something.
Scariest haunted house music ever. What do you think?
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh. Well,
you're talking about Peterbilts and Macs.
Yeah. I was saying I don't understand all the Swift jokes.
Swift's a trucking company. They're like a trucking line.
Oh, it's not a brand.
No, it's like a Benore Logistics trucking company.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how you say that.
Yeah.
It's not Benore?
I don't know.
Whoa.
It might be. I don't know how to say it.
That's Benore.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. All right.
Too much truck stuff.
What you just heard was real. There's real emails that y'all sent in. You can send in more. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. How do we not have a truck stop on the sponsorship board? I mean, as much as we talk about trucking.
Oh, my God.
I know, man.
You know why.
I think we know why.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't even answer that,
segment's
please.
Just like that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:53. Believe it or not, I don't know a lot about vegetables. I've recently learned about quinoa. I think they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Kale.
Uh-huh.
Acai.
I think it's kale.
Kale? Yeah. I know what kale and stuff is, but I did not know that that today's National Pumpkin Day. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, not pumpkin.
Not pumpkin day. That's certain cities.
Pumpkin town.
Every day. I always assumed that. No, I'm sure Jimmy, being the not just horror movies, you seem to know a lot about just Halloween in general. That okay. Here we go. 9. Carving pumpkins for Halloween comes from an old Irish tradition of carving what? Oh, it is not pumpkins. Carving pumpkins for Halloween comes from an old Irish tradition of carving what vegetable? Let's see if he knows everything about Halloween.
Well, I mean, you made it kind of obvious because you said Irish.
I did say Irish.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're famous for a certain vegetable.
Jeez Louise. Well, you're right. It is turnips.
What?
No, you're partially right.
Yeah, I would have said potatoes.
Back in...
My guess would have been potatoes.
So, you know, Halloween is not that old of a thing. I mean, the true Halloween is, but like, you know, the commercial Halloween is not the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
So over there, they didn't have pumpkins. To ward off evil spirits, they would carve potatoes and turnips.
Okay.
That's kind of
How
cool.
do you carve a turnip?
With a knife?
Yeah.
Well, okay, but I mean, my God. I mean, how do you carve a turnip?
I mean, just be kind of like carving a potato, I think.
Wait for one to fall off the truck? Turnip is like a head of lettuce.
Yeah.
Like a bulbous thing on the turnip itself. There's turnip greens, and the greens are off a turnip, and then turnip greens. A turnip looks kind of like a potato.
Smells like it.
I don't like them. I don't like turnips.
Wow.
I like turnip greens, but I don't like turnips.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. Now, I just like the greens. I don't like turnips then.
Yeah. Yeah, the turnips are just kind of white, potato-y thing.
Yeah. Like, I only like the florets of broccoli.
Turnip looks kind of like radish.
I don't like the neck of a broccoli.
You don't like the turnip seeds?
There they are.
Yeah, no, those are radishes.
No, those are turnips.
Yeah. Boo. I don't like turnips then. I like turnip greens
only. I don't
think
I've ever eaten turnips.
Then what does a collard look like? Is there a collard, a little bulb?
No, I think that just kind of grows as greens.
So they're just a smaller root than
it looks like a screen of sex toys is what it looks like.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but collard greens just kind of grow like a big, wide head of lettuce, elephant ear-looking plant on the ground.
Hmm.
Man, they're good.
They're poisonous.
Grow some collards.
Elephant ears.
Elephant ears are poisonous?
You know, you know who grows most of the world's pumpkins?
Your mama.
Mm-mm.
Who grows the most of the world's pumpkins?
The vast majority. 3 countries that grow the vast majority of pumpkins. Probably way more than anybody else.
Is it Argentina?
No.
No.
Russia, China, and India.
China, the most by far.
We're getting Russian.
We're getting mainly Chinese pumpkins and a bunch of Russian and Indian and Ukrainian pumpkins, too.
What if there's like listening devices inside the pumpkins?
We produce the 5th most pumpkins.
There are.
Wow.
Country pumpkins. They don't grow anywhere in South America or Africa.
Guys, it smells like they carve boiled eggs in Conway, South Carolina for Halloween.
Yeah.
Get around down Ainer. That's real bad, too.
They do it for 4th of July, too.
Yeah, that's a paper mill.
Oh, boy.
All right. We're going to take a break here. We're going to give Paige to get her desk in order. Papers laying everywhere. She's working on the news. What are you working on, the Plex?
Well, a guy stops in the middle of a police chase to do what? You'll find out next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Tuck his pants in.
Wow.
Maybe he's got a pee-pee.
We'll find out right after this. Good morning, everybody.
They really get me going in the morning.
They are so funny.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
They're always funny. It doesn't matter what the topic is.
The Rise Guys. Weekday mornings at 93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.